spatial reasoning is typically thought of imagining moving objects in space. But that's not how we're thinking about it here. We're thinking about spatial reasoning as actually the essence of being in the world. It's not only imagining moving objects in space, it's moving yourself in space, literally, or moving objects in space, as well as using the imagination. It's actually all about living in the world.
So can you give me an example of how we might use spatial reasoning in an everyday context?
If you've ever gone to IKEA and had to build furniture, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's that map and figures the plans and figuring out how to make how to build that piece of furniture.
You brought up another one, maps. Following a map. That's spatial reasoning, relating, you know, where you are on a map to being out in the world.
Okay, so talk about the program that you've got going on right now.
Well, typically spatial reasoning is not taught in schools. It's not in our curriculum. It's largely ignored. But spatial reasoning is essential for doing well in the STEM disciplines.
Sounds like it's a foundational piece of it.
Absolutely. And it's entirely malleable. We can develop our spatial reasoning well into our adult years. So, you know, why are we not teaching it? So this program is about giving teachers ideas for teaching spatial reasoning in their curriculum.
So can you talk about some of the components and the sessions that you've got planned?
We've got some great sessions. The next one's coming up. We're going to be moving robots. So you have to think about how you're going to get that robot to move and then develop a programming code to make it move. And we'll also have another session on sensors. Because when you use sensors on a robot, they interact with their world. And, you know, again, thinking about how this works and how they interact and programming it.
I see another session on origami.
Origami. One of the primary things that we do in our sciences is we translate 3D objects into 2D. So when you're reading a textbook, you have a 2D representation of a 3D object, be it a chemical molecule, be it a fault in a mountain, or be it an inner ear in a biology textbook. You need to be able to translate those pages. So origami is a way of working between 2D and 3D and relating them together.
So at first blush, you would think robotics and robots and origami don't have a lot in common, but the common denominator in both of those is spatial reasoning.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And I see that the final, I have to ask this because I don't know what it is. I see the final session is called Drawing Platonic Solids. What does that mean?
Those are things like spheres and prisms and tetrahedrons, you know, pyramids. They're regular shapes, regular 3D shapes.
Now, you've had one session already,
yes.
But you have four more to go. Four, is that right? Yes.
Yes.
And how often are they held?
They're held monthly. I designed these sessions so you can come to one or you can come to all. So it's not that you have to follow them in a sequence, because I do recognize teachers have busy schedules, and, you know, but any one of them would be a benefit.
So this is geared to teachers. Oh. In what grade range?
Our initiative here is on early years, so I'm gearing this for elementary teachers from K to grade 6.
Okay, and can you tell me when the next session is?
The next session is coming up February 10th.
And you still got room?
We still have room.
And what if people want more information and would like to check it out?
There's lots of information on the website at ucalgary.io/IOSTEM, capital letters. /teachers.
And they can get their information there.
They can get the information there, or they can email me at kfrancis@ucalgary.ca.